And Andrea writes, it's at this point that some liberals realize that what looks like dreamy progress in Park Slope strikes many of those outside its borders as the kind of decadence from which they wish to protect their children. So they say, hey, you're trying to make the mores of a very liberal place out to be exemplary of the rest of America. That's wrong. You're trying to panic people. By now, you readers should be on to this strategy. That's listeners now. You should be savvy enough to recognize that what is observed sympathetically in a place like the most important newspaper in America, the one read by the people who make movies and television, will eventually be mainstreamed throughout the mass media. In 1995, a movie called Kids about semi-feral New York teenagers who drifted through life smoking dope, skateboarding, and having sex was so controversial it almost didn't get distribution. Guess who distributed it? Did you guess Harvey Weinstein? You guessed correctly. In 2018, the New York Times Magazine writes a romantic piece about a teenage threesome, which features a photograph of the lesbian couple in his menage a trois washing up after having spent the night together. And it's no longer edgy as it was in Kids, but now it's bourgeois and mainstream. It's like, nothing to see here. It wasn't good enough to just be 16-year-old lesbian couples with shaved heads living in Lady Rabbi's house. We got to add a dude in. Now, now we stand out. We're a thruple. Eat your heteronormative lesbian thinking, pal. Eat it. You see how error commits more error, or leads to more error. Leads to more error. There is no escape from this. You know, we did the first story of the day was about the massive increase in suicides. Why do you think all these young people are killing themselves, wish to kill themselves? Because they've done what the libtards told them to do. They're living out all of these sexual fantasies, perverted, destructive, unnatural sexual fantasies, and it doesn't make them happy. Families, babies make families. Families make people, can make people happy. Not everyone, but as a general rule, these children are being taught to despise the process by which those families would be made. Folks, there is no other way around this. So, without further ado, 844-527-8723 is our telephone number, 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address is the same as it ever was, King Duke, KingDude, at MikeChurch.com. And official website for all things me is online at MikeChurch.com. There you'll find today's pile of prep, the chat room at Mike Church Show Live Chat, and our store at MikeChurch.com/shop. Let's go to the Dude Maker hotline and say hello to the author of the quest, a Catholic quest for the Holy Grail, and many other works worthy of our attention. That's if we can get them published and find them online. Charles Coulomb. Sir Charles, as he is known in our circles, having returned from a globe-trotting four-week tour of all of North America. Charles, my only question is, did you see the world's largest ball of twine?
No, I missed out on that, but I did see something even weirder. the most bizarre thing you can ever imagine.
What's that?
There's a city in Louisiana called New Orleans.
I've heard of it.
And, well, there's a site there. If you go a little bit west of the French Quarter, you'll see a place called Lee's Circle.
Yes.
And in the middle of Lee's Circle, you'll see a tall pillar.
Yes.
And on top of that tall pillar is a big nothing.
it's a pillar to nowhere.
It's a pillar to nowhere, and I was inspired as I looked at that thing. Obviously, it can't be called Lee's Circle anymore because the statue of General Robert E. Lee that used to be there is gone. I was thinking that Lee's Circle should be renamed Landrum Square.